North Carolina's largest health insurance company says enrollment through the new exchange, that's part of the Affordable Care Act, missed expectations. And that means premiums on the exchange will likely rise. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now to sort through this. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Kevin.
So how far off were the Blue Cross Blue Shield enrollment numbers?
Blue Cross expected 50% of its customers on the exchange to be younger than 35, but only 32% are under 35. And that's a big deal because the mix of people is really much more important than the total number. The way health insurance works, you need a certain number of younger, healthier people to balance out the costs of older people. And there's a simple reason for that. Blue Cross says healthcare used by the average 60-year-old costs almost four times as much as the average 20-year-old. So, of course, Blue Cross is factoring in, you know, how much it needs to charge in premiums to be able to cover the mix it's going to get, and its anticipation of that mix was off.
Okay, so why was enrollment off?
So the problems with the online exchange, healthcare.gov, initially obviously didn't help, but those were largely resolved over the past couple of months. There's another thing that Blue Cross says is a large reason the numbers were off. Do you remember how there was all that fuss about plans being canceled?
Yeah, people thought their plans were going to be canceled and they were going to lose it.
Right. So the administration decided, okay, you can keep your plan for another year or two. Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield says 243,000 of its customers were eligible for those plans. Many of them were younger and healthier, and the majority of them ended up keeping the plans. So that right there took off basically, you know, a large number of people Blue Cross was planning on being told you can no longer use these plans, you have to get them somewhere else, probably the exchange. And that right there is a big part of the mix and potentially why it was off.
So what do the missed expectations mean for the insurance market?
In short, it means that premiums are going to have to go up. Blue Cross would not get specific about how much they would increase, but the company said that it will file rates in June, and that the bottom line is, if, as they expect, they're not going to be bringing in enough money in premiums to cover the cost of this pool of people, they're going to have to ask for higher premiums.
All right, let's say I have insurance with Blue Cross, but it's not through the exchange. Am I going to see my premium go up?
You will not. And this is an important point to raise because really this won't impact about 90% of Blue Cross's customers. The overwhelming majority of people in North Carolina and across the country get their insurance, get their health insurance through their employer. So in the big scheme of things, this is a relatively small part of Blue Cross's business. And also we should keep in mind that there's another insurance company that offered plans on the exchange in North Carolina. It's called Coventry Healthcare, and we haven't heard yet about its mix of people.
All right, WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.